It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. And good morning, I'm Kyle Norris. Joining us now is Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lassenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The state legislature began its new session on Wednesday, and Republican leaders say one of their priorities is something called prevailing wage. You got to tell me, what is this exactly, prevailing wage, and why is it such a hot topic?
This kind of sets the stage for sort of a gunfight at the OK Corral between the Republican governor and the Republican legislature. This is primarily being pushed by new Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff, who is seen as sort of very conservative. Prevailing wage more or less means union wages, and it means even on any government job, they would pay sort of the union wage for these construction jobs, which in some cases is $40, $50 an hour. And he wants to be able to pay those workers less. Of course, unions are dead set against it. Now, the additional problem is the governor made a deal. The governor made a deal with the Democrats not to support this in return for the Democrats' acquiescence going along with the sales tax on the roads, the thing we're going to vote on in May. So the governor has signaled that he's not going to go back on his deal, that he's not interested in taking up prevailing wage. This is not something where he's going to flip-flop like on right to work. And he's pretty much said, and this is very unusual for him, in so many words, if they pass this, he'll veto it.
So let's look into the crystal ball here. What does the focus on this topic say about the future relationship between Michigan Republicans and Democrats?
Well, oddly enough, Democrats are both sort of the odd man out, and they may be the decider, because you're going to have a situation where you have the governor and some moderate Republicans against conservative Republicans, and maybe the Democrats will be sort of the force that comes to bear and actually has more power than they otherwise would have. Democrats are in a minority in both houses of the legislature, and in the Senate they don't even have a third of the membership, but the governor increasingly may be forced to make common cause with the Democrats against some of his own Republicans.
This past week, the North American International Auto Show opened up for reporters and insider types. Today, it's going to open up to the public. What should we be thinking about in terms of the auto industry and its future?
Well, the auto industry definitely is sort of back. A lot of cars are in. The automakers are making tons of money. But there's a cloud on the horizon, and that's the auto talks coming up this September, the new contract talks. There are about 139,000 American auto workers left. There's a lot of discontent among them. There's a two-tiered wage system now, as many people know. The Tier 1 workers make about $28 an hour. That's been frozen for years and years. The Tier 2 workers make far less, between, I think, $16 and $19 an hour. They'd like to eliminate the Tier 2. The union would. I don't know if that's possible. They want more wages for everybody. Some of the automakers would like it just fine. In fact, Sergio Marchionne has said at one point that he thought Tier 2 wage should be the wage for everybody. So while nobody's talking about a strike, you could have some very tense and acrimonious negotiations. And of course, if there were some kind of long-term work stoppage, it could send those profit margins right downhill.
Jack Lassenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst, and he joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. Jack, thank you.
My pleasure.